I have sailed. I have moved about this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the Tops
in Audio Drama Networks. This is Mutual.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that all children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Waking up to a gun pressed against the side of your head will ruin the best laid plans for the day. Even before I opened my eyes, I took small comfort in that it probably wasn't the cops. The boys in blue would have pistol-whipped me out from between the satins and thrown me down the stairs and then pushed the muzzle of a .45 into my temple. It's important in these situations to not move suddenly. You never know how the gun pusher is going to react. So I started by opening my eyes, slowly.
Wakey, wakey, sleepy beauty.
I'm awake. That gun is cold. You could have warmed it up first.
Your name's Faven. They said you were a funny guy, Faven. I don't like funny guys. They ain't as funny as they think.
I'm sure you would think differently once you got to know me.
I said you ain't funny.
You a cop?
Now, that really ain't funny.
Okay, Jesus.
Don't say that name unless you really mean it. And if you really mean it, I'll push your head through that wall, okay?
Relax, dog boy. I'm up. See, these are my pants, and the blood on them is fresh. I'm sending you the cleaning bill.
Hurry up.
So, where are we going anyway?
Where are we going? We're going to hell.
Hell. He wasn't kidding. The goon's name was Vincent. At least that's what he called himself. I think he got it from Vincent Price. This Vincent sure didn't look like the late Mr. Price. If you looked at him right, Vincent was a hulking 7 feet tall and bore more than a passing resemblance to a minotaur, but with a ram's head complete with the curling horns. Of course, to the average meat sack on the street, he just looked like a hulking thug. Demons can make themselves unseen with ease, or they can give an impression that they are something that allows the atheist to sleep smugly at night. One thing demons are good at is pulling the wool over your eyes. There's a joke in there if you look closely.
Inside, you have an appointment.
It's not even my birthday.
What?
Surprise party? Naked nymph jumping out of a cake? Okay.
See you around, meat sack.
Thanks a lot, pal.
Faven?
Yes? It's dark in here. Why can't I see you?
Because it's not just dark in here, Faven.
Nyla, Mistress of Shadows, Devourer of Light.
Hello, Faven. It has been some time.
A year at least. Am I here to see you?
No, Faven. I am to escort you to your final destination.
I was kind of hoping that would be my place. We could turn down the lights and put some Rabid Dog Symphony on the stereo and do terrible things to each other with our tongues, like old times.
An intriguing invitation, Faven. But unfortunately, I must decline. The Suffering is anxious to meet you.
You know, Nyla, sweetheart, there are some announcements to which there are no snappy comebacks. Being told you are about to have an audience with the Suffering is a classic example.
I am to show you the way.
Okay, but can I have a moment? I can't tell which way is up, even. You sure know how to keep a guy in the dock.
Hello, Meat Sack.
Hey, Vincent. Long time no see. Where's Nyla?
Not here. You, me, the souls of the damned, torture for eternity for their sins.
So I see.
I am here, Faven.
Nyla, good to see you this time. So what's this all about?
Soon. Let's walk. The master does not wait.
Nyla, you want to give me some kind of heads up? I know we didn't part on the best of terms last time, but...
I found you in Cordis with some mortal bitch, Faven. How could you think I would forgive such a betrayal?
I was drunk, she was drunk, it just happened.
You have free will, Faven. It was the Creator's gift to your human side. You can choose to act against your nature, but you did not.
I never got the chance to apologize.
Apologies mean nothing, Faven. Your actions are all that counts. Come, Vincent is right. The suffering has little patience.
Faven.
The suffering, I presume. Or can I call you the?
You are Shybuck, a half-born. The offspring of a demon and a mortal.
Yeah, so?
You can walk the bone-dust avenues of hell and the streets of the Earth cities. That makes you useful to us.
It also makes you a mortal without hope of salvation. When this mortal carcass withers and dies, what will become of your soul?
I never gave it a lot of thought.
I say different. I say you think about it so much that it's consuming you. What future do you have? They will never take you. And if you come down to us, well...
Yeah, well, I ain't dead yet.
We have a solution for you. We have a way for you to be free of your fate.
You're going to convert me to Scientology?
Do a simple task for us, Faven, and then we, the suffering, will help you.
So what is it you want me to do?
A simple task. We want you to go to a house, open a door, and let a caged bird free.
I ain't interested.
What? You can't say that.
Sure I can. Sounds too simple, too straightforward. That means it's a crock and it's probably a snafu in situ.
Of course there are risks. But the reward is your own governance. The future of your immortal soul will be yours to decide.
Say I hear what you have to say. I ain't agreeing to anything, you understand, but I'll hear the rest. The devil, they say, is in the details.
Yes. The devil, then. There is a girl, held against her will. And against the will of our Lord Logan,
girl. What does the chairman want with a mere girl?
Our Lord's interest in this child is not your concern, Shybuck.
Whatever.
We understand she is a captive, in a special place where neither demon nor angel can pass.
Sounds like a nice quiet place for a vacation.
Faven, please.
Okay, so you want me to go to this place and break this girl out. Then what?
I will bring her back here. That will be all we require of you.
That, and you will never speak of this to any creature.
And in return for this little errand?
A sanctuary for your soul.
Yeah?
I can take your soul, bind it to any relic or thing of creation that you choose. Then you can do what you will with it.
Oh, I've heard of this. Saw something like it on the Home Shopping Network.
You cannot truly die as long as the artifact is whole. It is immortality of a sort.
I get the girl for you, you gift wrap my soul, and I walk away.
Yes.
I'm in.
Excellent.
This is it.
Nice place. Whose is it?
Byron, the Pale Man.
The Pale Dude? Are you freaking nuts?
You'd better hope he doesn't come home and find you.
Ha ha ha. I still say we should have put Vincent in the trunk.
Go. Do what you must. Quickly.
Keep the motor running. And if I'm not back in 30 minutes, you're 20 minutes late in coming in to rescue me. Spare key under the mat. For a guy with Byron's rep, he ain't that smart. Okay, you're a creepy immortal guy who likes to keep chicks locked up in your house. Where do you keep them?
It's a trap, Faven.
Huh? Where are you?
You are in Byron's house. I could be right beside you or a light year away. Makes no difference. It's still a trap, and you've walked into it with all the predatory cunning of a gummy bear.
What flavor of gummy bear?
You should run. You should run now.
I'm here to rescue a girl. A girl called Lilith, held against her will in a place where neither demon nor angel may pass.
And you are naive enough to think you can just pass through the wards and banes and unlock the gilded cage and carry me out of here. Why? Because you're only half demon? Do you think that'll allow you to pass?
That's the plan, Lilith.
Huh. Who came up with it?
I am not supposed to say.
Of course not. They don't care about me. It's you they want to hurt.
How do you know?
Oh, come now. Ugh. You reek of the stink of hell. You've been close to demons. Powerful ones. The dark quintessence of Nyla the Darkness is upon you like a burial shroud.
Yeah, we used to date.
Did they tell you who I am?
Should they have? I guessed you signed a deal with the Suffering and he wants to collect your soul.
The Suffering? That bloated pile of corpulence? The Suffering would not dare look me in the eye, let alone make claim to my soul.
So, what's their game?
Open your eyes, Faven. The Suffering is a demon, and as such, he must abide by his nature. He is the Suffering.
Oh, that bitch. I have to...
You have to what, Faven?
Byron, Hi, nice place you have here.
I'm glad you like it. Funny thing is, I don't remember inviting you.
Byron, please let him go. He was used by Nyla. It is not his fault he's here.
But you are here all the same, Faven.
I can fix that. I can walk away right now and this never happened.
Oh, but Faven, it did happen. And actions can never be changed. Consequences must be played out.
Nyla, she said as much to me earlier today. Actions are all that matters. The rest is just words.
Words are power, Faven. You have been overpowered by words.
And hope.
I sense no hate in you, Faven.
Nyla is a demon, a force of darkness. She cannot go against her nature. So what's the point in hating her? So, Byron, you gonna let me walk out of here?
Of course, any time. Go right ahead.
Thanks. Nice to, well, meet you in a sense, Lilith. What? Stars. Nothing but stars.
Like I said, Faven, you're welcome to walk out of here whenever you want. But first, you just need to work out where here is.
What will Byron do with him?
Who knows? Who cares? Stink punk.
We still have to find a way to free Lilith. She is a unique being in all creation. With her in our hands, we can achieve everything.
Who said better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven?
Milton. To be rulers of the earth, the shining jewel of creation, that is the true prize. Then I shall look upon the seething chaos and say, what region of the earth is not full of our calamities?
Milton again?
Virgil.
Ugh. Hate poets.
If I were able to die, I would kill myself. If I were able to thwart the will of God, I would annul my own existence. What design is it that places me here, at the crux of three worlds? I am not the prize, nor the escapement upon which the timing of future events shall be measured out. In time, I shall be the architect of my own future, not its victim.
You have been listening to a Ducker Projects Halloween special, Faven Fate, written by Paul Mannering. Featured in the cast were Jim Barber as Faven, Vanessa Hart as Nile, Thomas Archer as Vincent, Mark Brzee as The Suffering, M. Sierra Garcia as Lilith, and David Alt as Byron. Music by Midnight Syndicate and Nox Arcana. Dark performed by Gary Newman. Byron theme by Kai Hartwig. This feature was produced and directed by Eric Busby. Sound design by Eric Busby. This has been a Darker Projects production. This has been a Darker Projects production. Visit us on the web at www.darkerprojects.com.
Dromedary cigarette, the smoke with only one hump. Dromedary, are you smoking anything else?
That's right, dromedarians. Friends, why are you smoking anything other than dromedary cigarettes? That's Dromedary. D for delicious Virginia tobacco. R for relaxing. O for outstanding value. M for more smokers love them. E for eucalyptus. D for delicious Virginia tobacco. Again, A for American Medical Association. R for, relaxing again, I guess. And Y for why smoke anything else? So remember, friends, the American Medical Association says that dromedary cigarettes are the healthiest cigarettes they've ever tested. In the pack or in the carton, dromedary cigarettes should be your new cigarette choice. Dromedary cigarettes, the smoke with only one hump. Take it away, dromedarians!
We're endorsed by the AMA. If you're gonna smoke, smoke the one hump way. Smoking for your health so you don't die.
Dromedary.